Extension 6448.
Okay, that's the records department. Let's see you have.
Oh, okay. I'm calling about a CAD report I ordered, and I need to talk to Deborah Fitz.
You're on vacation for 2 weeks.
Oh, I
can help you.
That's just crazy. Who's the head of the records department?
Acting right now would be Bonnie.
Bonnie. Is she going to be available June 30th at 9 a.m.?
June 30th at 9 a.m.
Yeah, who's going to be available June 30th at 9 a.m.? Because you guys are fabricating CAD reports, and I'm going to subpoena you guys. So far, I have there was no one there. Then I got fire rescue was called there from there. Now I have actually Pasco County Sheriff's Office there at the scene and dispatched out there. And you guys are, I know you guys aren't there. I've been tape recording everything just to let you know. And I want to know who's the head and supervises that CAD report being printed off that computer. Because that's who I'm going to subpoena to court. And I'm going to get you guys for perjury and fabricating evidence and conspiring for malicious prosecution. And I want to know exactly, should I put Deborah Fitz or who's the head of that department?
Deborah is the custodian of records.
But she's on vacation. So should I put her or who's the captain of that? Who's supervises those records?
Debbie Fitz. Her name is Deborah Fitz.
Debbie.
We'll be back. Her name is Deborah.
Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
And when's she going to be back?
O-R-A-H. She should be back on the 16th, so she should be back.
16th.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie, can you look up a records request right now? I want to see what information is going to change again.
What do you want me to look up?
Look up an accident that happened on December 28th. 2007.
Okay. December the 28th, 2007. At what time, please?
And that was at 2 a.m. on around U.S. 19 North near Beacon Woods, Walmart area.
And Beacon Woods. Do you have the call numbers?
No, I don't have the call number.
You said you requested them.
Yeah, I requested it. They're going to mail it to me. So I'm asking you now to go check on the computer and research it.
Okay, what is your name?
John Doe. It's a public records request.
Okay, hold on, please.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. number. You attached it on your first email.
Okay.
Okay, so you did have that.
No, I don't. I want to see if you guys change it again. So, because I know you guys are going by CAD number. But what is the report that you're saying now?
It's the same number you put on your request. It's called a call number. It actually says it came in for fire rescue, which is EMS. It's who called the sheriff's office.
Oh, so it's already changing already for my email. This is great. So now, let me read what it says, everything that you're saying.
Okay. But on your request that you wrote us the first time, you put, I would like to, a public info request, the request number is 0736-20105.
That's what Deborah Fitz told me to.
That is the same number that I have.
Okay, well, maybe you can check, I don't, maybe, is that the only way you're looking it up? Why don't you check for an accident? Maybe they don't have that call number. I think that call number is making you guys buy
vehicle crash
and have a fake crash report that was never reported to you guys. I already have this on tape. So here's what I'm asking you. What do you have as your CAD report now?
It's that number.
Okay.
It's the same one.
Okay.
And you ask for the audio tape. The audio tape goes through our communications, and then when we receive it back, we will mail it out to you. And the cost of the tape is 80 cents. If you would like me to go ahead and mail you the CAD call before I get the tape back, I will be more than happy to do so for you. So if you want me to go ahead, I have the CAD call. It's already been printed out, and we are waiting for the tape. But if you would like me to mail it out today, it will go out today.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that out to you so then you can have it in front of you, and you'll know exactly everything. The tape's not going to be with it until I get it back, but I'll go ahead and mail this out to you.
And what about the public records request? Could you read me what you're saying about the CAD report? I want to hear what
that you're saying. You requested it by email.
Okay. Can you read me to what you're reading right now, the CAD report, and what time anyone was called to from fire rescue to FE or whatever you're talking about, Pasco County Sheriff's Office? What happened? Who was there? Maybe read that over the phone to me.
Okay. Well, it says, call number 07-362-0105, the same that you included on your email. The call type is 320 vehicle crash with injury, police. Entry date / TM, 12-28-07-02-11-09. Review, 321 vehicle crash, no injury. Next line, end date / time, 12-28-07-04-05-16, police. Caller name, last, F/R, first, 6, lid, blank, C, caller, address, blank, drive, blank, Dan, blank, mode, blank, city/state, blank, phone number, 427-457-4927, source, blank, location, 12435 Drive, US 19, Mod Intersection, City Hudson, Block 12400, Location ID I, Map Reference LO600000A00, Intersection Beacon Woods, and then DIPAOLA. Okay.
And then
that's all that stuff that you wanted. Let me read you the narrative now.
Can I ask you something?
Okay.
Who was anyone from Pasco Sheriff's out there, you guys are saying? Is this what you're saying?
Sir, I didn't take the call. This goes through our dispatch. All I can do is give you a copy.
Okay,
you
have the narrative also then over the phone?
Okay. If you have detailed questions, reference all of the codes.
No, I'm going to have the narrative like you were going to read. Sorry. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Silly dispatcher, who's familiar with all the codes and everything, I would be more than happy to let you talk to them.
Okay, I just repeated and may read the narrative like you were going to. Thank you.
Okay, but then you're going to ask me questions about the codes, and I'm not familiar with them.
No, you keep on I'm saying may read the narrative. I don't care about the codes. I know what the codes are.
Okay, so you know all that. Okay. Do you already have a copy of this that you're looking at?
No, I don't, ma'am. May you read the narrative? You're not going to read the narrative now, or what?
I will read you the narrative. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Anytime you're ready. Thank you.
Okay. Call change from Signal 4 to Signal 4I by SOC TK R O2S3 P01-00-00-00-3070 O2-1115 Meet a new Walmart at location 1 ... Car flipped over in wood ... O2-1128 Unknown injuries No signal 16 ... 71 O2-1135 Unknown color Make your model of vehicle ... 71 O2-1148 F/R is responding ... 71 O2-1209 1 CAD 1 SOC TK RO2S3 2 SOC TK RO2S3 3 SOC K SOC TK RO 2S3 4 SOC TK RO 2S3
Is that it?
No, I'm not done. It's 1039 FHB ... 71 O2-1316 PER-388 comma pulse split ... 44 O2-1909 F/R comma wreck has been advised ... 44 O2-1909 accident seen cleared ... 3028 04-00-45 S-16 cleared, period, 04-05-16